Oh yeah, because that's how we prepare, and that's how we're going to play every week. So it's going to be fun.
What could you all have done differently on defense? I mean, y'all played a solid game.
Yeah.
What could, in your opinion, what could y'all have done differently to maybe make the outcome different?
You know, Kyle feels loud, so the communication could have got a lot better. And then just eliminate all explosive plays, you know, and just I think they scored three or four touchdowns off of the explosive plays. So if we cut that, you know, that would have been a game for us, you know.
So how do you cut those down?
Just grind through our practice and just keep working on your craft and just getting better and better. So that's what we're going to do this week, go back to work.
I saw that one play. Maybe that would put you more back in, you know, in the secondary side. I saw that one play at the goal line where you came over and broke up the pass for the quarterback. How do you – I mean, is in a play like that, is that your responsibility or are you just freelancing?
That was my responsibility, but I kind of felt a trick play coming with the lineman going really fast towards the field, so I just read it and almost made a play on the ball.
Darrell, as a player, you know, coming off of a game against Clemson, how do you make sure mentally you're preparing the same way that you need to week in and week out, and I guess kind of not let it be a letdown game, I guess?
Yeah, just reminding ourselves just to stay, you know, with hard work and just stay patient, you know, and just stay, you know, keep working out, just keep being your playbook, just keep reminding each other that this is our year and this is the team that we can be every single week, you know. So it's going to be good.
Are there one or two areas defensively that you feel like the team needs the most work on?
Communication, of course, you know, but I think we can always get better on everything. I think nothing can be maxed out. So I think on all aspects of defense, I think we can get better on.
On the play report, you tried to dive into the end zone. Coach Fisher pretty heated on the sideline.
Yeah.
How much do y'all draw from that, senior coach, that passionate, fired up at the sideline in terms of kind of defending y'all?
Honestly, I love it. It reminds me of my mom, you know, just having my back no matter what. You know, Coach Fisher would go to bat for us any day, and just to see that, his passion for the game, just makes me want to play even more hard.
Momentum-wise for you, how much would a win against La Monroe give you going into SEC play, I guess, the following week against Arkansas?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be big, you know, just going 1-0 for the week is always big, you know, and just building on top of the little things that we could have fixed during Clemson. We're going to go back this week and, you know, and try to tweak them up and be better this week, you know. So it's going to be fun.
What do you think the potential for this team is right now?
Whoa. The potential is scary, honestly. I mean, the potential is to win every game. You know, and I think that's what we're going to do from now on.
Was there ever a point last year that you felt like you were at that point, or is this something new, this confidence level?
Yeah, I've always been confident in my team, you know, last year, this year. I expect us to win every game, you know, just with numerous hours that we put in, you know, throughout the offseason, you know, and just all the times that we sweated with each other and stuff like that. So I expect us to win every game.
Wait, is there more belief now than maybe in the past?
Yeah, especially playing that good against, you know, Clemson. Mm-hmm. gave us a boost of confidence and mm-hmm. a boost of like swagger, kind of, you know, and mm-hmm. you know, and just knowing that all the whole hard work has paid off and now we get to play ball, you know. Mm-hmm.
How do you make sure that's not a one-hit wonder and it wasn't just y'all go out and play great for one game and have a decline? How do you make sure that you really are a team that's as good as the number two ranked team in the country?
I think we just remind each other every single day, like, hey, dude, like, don't get complacent. We're going to grind every single day, and until we get to the top, we're not going to be satisfied. Even if we get to the top, we want to go higher and higher. So this, the factors of not being satisfied is going to drive us throughout this season.
What do you think was y'all's best possession, defensive possession?
Wow. I think, honestly, the team grew when Kingsley ran, you know, and it got called back. And a lot of us were gassed. You know, a lot of us are tired. So I think the off-season workouts and the extra stuff that we did throughout the offseason, you know, really showed right there, because Clemson came back and they were going no hurry. I mean, you know, no huddle. So, I mean, I think my team really grew right there, you know, and just I actually saw that film. I was like, wow, we were gassed, but mentally, we were tough. So that's where I've seen my team grow the most, you know, so it was fun to watch.
What were the emotions on the sideline when y'all are watching that two-point conversion? And y'all really kind of, game was on the line, y'all couldn't really do anything about it at that time.
The emotions, you know, it kind of, you score, you know, you win, you don't score, you lose. I mean, it was really not really any emotions. I mean, it was just, it is what it is, you know, so.
Not nerve-wracking at all?
I close my eyes. I'm not gonna lie to you. I close my eyes, so you know.
Is that how often is 2-point conversion play something y'all practice through fall camp?
We actually practice that a lot. You know, we have different scenarios and different situations throughout the week that Coach Fisher throws at us and Coach Elko throws at us. So we were prepared, you know, on the defensive side to be ready for a 2-point play also. So I know Coach Fisher practiced those very good, and we just got to execute.